Get my kidney, but I need to be.
Extension or you can pair it.
It should be in my.
Mm-hmm.
And the.
That's why.
Like.
That's why Gail and.
Thank you.
Got shy to come back.
She's right there.
Elizabeth.
Elizabeth.
Hope I can see she here. Somebody kind of so.
Hanging out.
Oh, I'm gonna go sit in.
Are you gonna be in the session?
Yeah.
Hey there, your mom said I could find you, I just had to keep looking.
She found me.
Found you.
Why not?
We're still young, spring chickens.
Thanks.
Thanks.
You'll be an old man one day.
My body's already there. It's more of like defiance. Won't accept it. Probably shouldn't sit in the chair though.
Do you need a chair?
Oh no, I'm gonna go sit over there, thank you though. Gonna put her, she's asleep, she was just so tired.
I heard, saw you out there.
Oh. She would not give it up, she would not give it up.
I know that.
I mean, she's been awake since we got here at 8 o'clock, she just would not. Would not do it.
Okay, don't worry about it, my mom. What you need is to have it connected to the.
She's a great baby. She's a great baby. She makes me want to do it again.
Get a chair.
And then I'm like, do I really want to roll the dice? And then I want to touch fate again. Because the first one was a terror.
Hi there.
It's okay.
I need that one does it too.
I have two.
It's not ever long enough.
I got two. Oh, the other one's four. So she's a grandma right now. But she is so good.
Yeah, thank you.
Which one does it go into?
HDMI.
Okay, I see it.
What side are you using? Which line for this? Which plug?
One or two? Okay. I put it in one. There it goes. Okay.
Thank you. How are you a part of the family?
So, and.
Okay, I was like, that's a family response.
Yeah. So we see.
The Wi-Fi is connected.
We look at the same place.
I think so.
Okay, we're good.
Yeah, we have a lot of those. Yeah. And it'll be cool. Yeah.
And then the space too.
Yeah.
Okay.
We want more. We want more. But man, we want a chance. Oh, wow.
Hi, ladies.
Hello.
Do we have a treat for you today?
Yay.
Nope.
Notes.
They're underneath. Did you get them from underneath the table?
Oh, that's right.
They're in a purple box. Maybe on the bottom.
Okay.
Well, still a treat. Treat to have you here today. Okay. My name is Christina McConnell. I am with Child Evangelism Fellowship. I've been looking forward to being here. The since we weren't able to be here last year, everything was closed down, but I knew the Lord is faithful and he would open it up. But when? So I'm glad to be here with you, each one of you. God has called you here for a special purpose. Now maybe you've heard some of this before, or in all the sessions, not just my session, this session, but maybe you've heard it before. So it might be a reminder or a spark that brings you back to when you first started, or when you first, your first love for the first time, when you came to know Christ as Savior. Whatever it is, if your heart is ready to receive what God has for you today, you won't, even though you might have heard some of this before, you will not go empty. You will not leave empty-handed nor empty-hearted. This session is 1, 2, 3, Jesus Loves Me, and it's leading a child to Christ. I'm sure we all know, many of you may know the Romans Road and may have taught it to the children. Our way is specific, the method that we're using is specifically unique in that it uses colors. And today you're going to have a treat because we're using symbols. Usually we just use colors. Let me kick myself on because I will run out of gas very shortly. Can you hear me better? Is it hollow?
No, I can hear you.
Okay. I'm already loud, so you might be in trouble. Aren't I, Sarah? I taught Good News Club. I helped with Good News Club with Sarah for a number of years, so. Yes, she knows. I don't need a mic, really. So if you'll look at your handouts, and I will pull this up. Audrey, did you bring a mouse?
I brought mine.
So some of the section, I'm going to have you saying it with me.
Oh, there we are.
So that you can begin to have the words coming out of your own mouth as we learn the word in this book. As I was saying, our method is unique. And that it uses the colors. The colors were first established by Spurgeon. He had three colors. And then, he had two colors, white, light and dark, what they called black and white back then. And then Amy Carmichael added a color, and the child evangelism founder, or Overholster, added the five colors, connected the five colors in the form that it is today. And the message is pretty much the same. You know, our message, it's just the method is a little bit different than you might have had in the past. Again, please tell me if my mic. Oh, there it is. Okay. So, I have lots of chefs in the kitchen. Down in there at the bottom, I have a music stand. Can you pull that out? Okay, and here is I'll get it while you and Harry get started.
Okay. I wish I could get this plant to grow. I've watered it. I've talked to it. Man, come on, grow, grow,
to do with that?
Well, I'm trying to bring my plant back to life.
Miss Margie, you cannot get a life out of something that is already dead, don't you think?
What?
Oh.
No, say it's not so.
You know, oftentimes, thank you, ladies. Your Academy Award will be waiting for you. Oftentimes, we are teaching our children and asking, wanting them to have the Christian characteristics. We are trying to get them to behave like Christians. They may come to Christ and they hear their parents at home start saying, you're not acting like a Christian. They may not be Christian. You're not acting like a Christian. You need to behave like a Christian. Mm-hmm. Or your teacher might be saying, you're not, those words. And how many have ever said, and you call yourself a Christian? Who's ever heard that one? I've heard it directed at me. And like she was saying, they're dead in their trespasses still. We're teaching them, they're coming to Sunday school. I know I raised my half-brother and sent him to church. I didn't go with him, but I sent him. And I expected that behavior out of him, but I didn't know. They weren't giving him the full message of the gospel. They weren't leading him to Christ. They were telling their Bible story, but they weren't leading him. They hadn't led him to Christ. Jane Nishimoto led my child to Christ. And through him, I came to Christ. That was in 1994. And so that, Jane has, I don't know if any of you know Jane, but she holds a very special place in my heart. But also, what I learned is that they need to know Christ personally. If they don't know Christ, then how can they show those growth? They're still dead in their sins, right?
Yeah.
People say, oh, that's a pastor. They've been coming to church since they was a little child. They're Christian. Or that's a pastor's kid. He's a Christian. And we make assumptions without really knowing. The Bible tells us that today is a day of salvation. But for each person and each child, that day is a different day. You know, they may have received Christ. They may have mouthed the words to you, because it was the good thing to do, because everybody was doing it. And you know, all the cool kids are doing it, we want to do it too. But that doesn't mean they actually understood or are receiving him. I've talked to adults that said, I grew up in the church. I went up many times during the children's hour, during the, how they have it in big church. They used to have them in big church. But they said they never really got it until they started teaching. They said, wait a minute, I haven't even received Christ. I don't think I've received Christ. We do a youth program in the summer. And we had a little girl, pastor's daughter, 15 years old or so. And we're teaching her how to give the invitation. And she says, well, she's crying. She says, wait a minute, I've never done this. Because we were using words that she just didn't understand. And she came up and told one of the teachers, she called one of the teachers that she was comfortable with that, and she said, I've never done this. And she was there to minister to children. And she needed to be ministered to first. Well, she received Christ, and she was like that man in the Bible that just went leaping off, and I don't know what happened, but this is what I know. And so she completed the program and led children to Christ. A 15-year-old who received Christ for her first time. But again, my point is that she had been in the church all along. And that's what the lady who brought her said, well, that's a pastor's daughter. It doesn't matter who it is. It could be your spouse. It could be your own child. Unless that we receive Christ. Pardon?
And we can see ourselves till we become.
Yes.
Yeah.
And sometimes we need refreshers, don't we? Yes. So I'm going to read some of the, I'm going to have you read some of this with me. I'm working without a podium, so bear with me. Why do we lead children to Christ?
God commands it.
God commands it. That's right. God commands it. Okay, Margie. Aha! God commands it. Let's read this verse together. Matthew 28:19. Go ye, read it with me. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost.
It's not up there.
Yeah. Why lead them to Christ? Because the spiritual condition demands it. They are sinners. Okay. My goodness. We got some warfare going, don't we? Okay.
If you just exit out of the presentation and just do it on the main slides, like,
yeah,
where you edit it, you should be able to see it.
Yeah. That's exactly what I was thinking. Because what I'm supposed to be seeing here, what I'm seeing up there, what's going on up there, but
there you go.
Because we're sinners. Romans 3:23 says, for all have sinned and we fall short. When we do the wordless book, we don't say fall short of the glory of God, because that's something that's going to have to be explained. We say, for all have sinned. And that's what the child needs to know. It's not that we don't honor God or give glory to God, but we're giving the child bite-sized portions. The rest of that verse is for growth. Or for memory verse time. But when we're giving the wordless book, because we want to give it short and sweet, we're going to, we're not going to do a lot of explaining. We're going to give it to the child in words that he can understand. And they can't understand spiritual truth. So the spiritual condition demands it. The child cannot understand spiritual truth in the natural state. 1 Corinthians 2:14 says, the natural person does not accept the things of the Spirit of God, for they are folly to him, and he is not able to understand them because they are spiritually discerned. But they don't have the Holy Spirit. So all the things of the Spirit aren't going to benefit them. Now we're going to give you a brief overview of the message of salvation, the foundational truths. And we're going to use this in the foundational truths. So, this symbol, normally it would just be a gold page, but we're going to use this symbol. May I have your notes? And they're in your handouts. That's why we're using these. These are in your handouts. They're not fancy like mine. I just put them on cardstock, on construction paper. And this symbol reminds us of the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. God is creator. He made everything. And we're going to repeat some of this more than one time here. God is love. He loves us. And he's holy. He's never done anything wrong. He is perfect. But man is separated from God because of our sin. He's separated from because of our sin. And he is unable to save himself. If we could save ourselves, we wouldn't need Jesus. We wouldn't have needed Jesus to save us. But we do. We did. And because of him, because of the work that he did on the cross, we can be with him one day in heaven. Now, I'm sharing this to you with more words than you would a child. Isaiah 59:2. Does anybody have their Bibles?
Yeah.
Can you look up 59:2 and someone else look up Titus 3:5? We already talked about Romans 3:23 that man is a sinner by nature and by act. Things that we do, the things that we say, we are born with a want to sin. We don't just sin, we're born with a want to. Okay? Isaiah 59:2. Big voice? Isaiah 59:2. And Titus 3:5 for somebody else. Okay? Titus 3:5?
I have Titus.
Okay.
He saved us not because of works done by us in righteousness, but according to his own mercy by the washing of generation and the renewal of the Holy Spirit.
I like that. Praise God that he's done that for us. Isaiah 59:2?
But your iniquities have separated you from your God. Your sins have hidden your face from you so that he will not hear.
Ouch. We cannot save ourselves.
No.
The gospel comes in the person of who? God the Son. God the Son. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Three in one. One in three. The one in the middle died for me. I just thought I'd throw it. I'm trying out for the Academy as well. God the Son. Perfect man. Can somebody look up Acts 9:2 and 2 Corinthians 5:21?
9:2 or 9:20?
9:20.
And immediately he proclaimed Jesus in the synagogue, saying, "He is the Son of God."
He is God. And 2 Corinthians 5:21.
God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God.
Mm. Yes, ma'am. Willingly died on the cross, giving his blood as payment for our sin. But we want to tell the children, whenever we talk about Jesus on the cross, that Jesus came back alive. That's important. That needs to be like one item, one message. He died and came back alive. Because if you leave him in the tomb, that's the part that gives us salvation, that he rose, because he had the power to come back alive. If he's still in the grave, then he's like anybody else. You know, I can say I'll save you, die, and that's it. You're out of, pretty much out of it. So we need to use that as one. And you see here in the little symbol, it is listed as one. It shows it as one picture. Right? The work of Jesus. What did he do? He willingly died. Can you look up? Do you have your Bible?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to want other readers besides the same two faithful readers. So, 1 Peter 3:18. And who else? Who else wants to read 1 Corinthians 15:4? And 5. Go ahead.
For Christ also suffered. righteous for the unrighteous, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but made alive in the spirit.
Say it again. Big voice.
For Christ also suffered once for sins, the righteous for the unrighteous, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but made alive in the spirit.
Yes, he willingly died, and he gave his blood. 1 Corinthians 15:4-5.
That he was buried, that he was raised on the third day according to the scriptures, and that he appeared to Cephas and then to the 12.
Yes. Came back alive and was seen, and he lives in heaven now with the Father, honored above all.
Amen.
Honored above all. The appropriation. God's invitation is to come. He gives us that opportunity. 1 John 1:12 says, we know it by heart, but we have to, we learn it at Child Evangelism Fellowship. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. So what right did they have? How did they have that right? By believing in him. And then what did he give them? The right to what?
To be called their children.
Children of God. That's right. That's a conditional promise first. We have to do something to get something. If you clean your room, you can have your ice cream. And this works the same way. If you receive him, you believe and receive him, then you have the right to be called children of God. God's invitation is to come. He tells us, those of you that are burdened, that are heavy laden, come to me and I will give you rest. He will give us rest. He says, cast all your cares upon me because I care for you. He loves us, and he wants us to be with him one day in heaven. And he loves us so much that he was willing to give his own son to die and be punished horrifically so that we can be saved from our sins, so that we could be with him in heaven. Now, these I'm going to have you read with me. I wouldn't want you to fall asleep. So this is the beginning of the Wordless book. And the reason we're saying it together is so that you can start getting used to the wording and the presentation. Georgia is going to be giving us a demonstration, but first, let's go. So this gold color says what? God. Here, we're going to say it all together. God made all things. He made you.
God loves you very much.
John 3:16. Now, when you tell the child, you're not going to say in John 3:16. You're just going to say, God loves you very much.
God is perfect.
And now,
God is perfect.
He never does anything wrong.
God lives in a perfect place called heaven.
Now we know that there's no sin, there's no sickness, no chores, no homework. We know that. But for this exercise, you want to keep that child engaged for 8 to 10 minutes. That's it. Yes. And you can give that message. But you have to be careful that you don't start bunny trailing. Even though that what you're saying is valid and heartfelt and relates to what the first part of what you're saying, you don't want to get too long because then they start. Oh, are we done? And now we're going to say what is a link that takes us from one color to the next. And the link is?
There is one thing that can never be in heaven. That is sin.
Let's say it all together.
There is one thing that can never be in heaven. That is sin. And now we call this the dark art. Remember when I said Spurgeon had black and white? Well, we call it dark. Later on, there'll be a clean one. So we don't call it a black art or a white art. It's dark and clean. That's it. That's important, especially in today's society with all the correctness of it all. We don't want a child to, I've had a child go back and tell his parents, I have a black card. And the parent was offended.
Yeah.
I didn't say that. I know I didn't say that, but what do you say? We don't want the child to think they heard that. But they are going to see the visual and they're going to think that because that's what they're used to, black and white. But we want to be sure that we use the correct wording. Sin is anything, altogether, sin is anything that displeases God.
It is wrong things that you think, say, or do. It is not doing what you know you should.
Okay, very good. And what kind of specific examples do children do?
Not cleaning their room.
Not cleaning their room.
Hitting their brother.
Hitting, lying. How about a bad attitude? Everyone has sinned, born with a want to do things your own way. I'm going to want you to read them from here, okay? And your notes are giving a little bit more explanation, but this is the basics up here, okay? And sin separates you from God now and keeps you from going to heaven. Notice they're saying you, not sin separates us from God. You're giving the child the specific them because you're talking to them, that child. So you want to use the phrase you, the word you. The link together?
But God has a wonderful plan
so that you can have your sins forgiven and go to heaven someday. Okay, let's say them all together. And now the Red Cross and the tomb. The cross and the tomb. There's another device, there's another object that shows differently. It's called a flipper flapper. We don't use those anymore. And these are in your handouts. Okay? Jesus is God the Son. All together. Jesus is God the Son. He lived a perfect life. He willingly took the punishment you deserve. He is the only one who could do that for you. He bled and died on the cross so your sins could be forgiven. He died and came back to life again and was seen by many people. He is now in heaven with his Father, ruling as King. Now, because of what the Lord Jesus did, you can have your sins forgiven and be ready for heaven. The clean heart. So this is where people start, the children or anybody, the dog starts barking, the fire engine goes by, the trash truck that came 2 days ago comes by right at that time when you're ready to give the invitation. So be aware of this and be comfortable with your presentation that you can keep going or you can have pause and be able to pick back up. All the verses that are being shown here, you need to have your Bible marked with that already so that you can flip right to them. Because you want to show the child that what they're saying is not come from Miss Lisa or Miss Elsa, but from God's Word, the Bible. So we're going to break down John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Now, one of the things I do want you to remember is use words that the children are going to understand. Begotten. Some people are upset because they learned King James through King James. that King James only. But it needs to be so that the children can understand it. Okay? Let's say the, do you believe, not the question.
Do you believe in the Lord Jesus as the only Savior from your sins?
From whose sin? Your sin. And would you like to tell God? We're going to give the child assurance of his salvation. Ask him any, by asking questions so that they can, and they're going to give you an example right now. So that they can, you can see if they really understand. If they say no, ask them, is there something they don't understand yet? But we don't want to push them into it. It's not their day. They'll know when it's their day to receive Christ. We don't want, it's not more than just a slash mark on the attendance, on the report. It needs to be what the child wants. Okay. We're going to return to John 3:16, and they're going to give you an example. I'm going to get off so that they can get on. And from here, they'll take you there. Go ahead.
Okay, so once you've given a full demonstration of your Bible lesson, then you're going to ask, give the invitation. And you want to make sure you give this invitation, and then you're going to guide the child to the Savior, to those that receive Jesus. And you're going to have this handout. We're going to send this handout to you, and you're going to ask that child, why did you come to speak to me? Why do you need the Lord? And then you're going to go down the same points that she went down as she was giving the Bible lesson. So your Bible lesson has to include the who God is, the need of salvation, the way of salvation, who that person's going to believe in. They're going to believe in Jesus, and you're going to give them a memory verse, and you're going to mark your Bible so that you can help guide that child to the Savior, all right, in the same manner. Now, you won't have to guess what to do, what to say, because it's all written down for you. You're not going to ask them all of these questions, but you're going to point on the ones that you know that was said in your Bible lesson, all right? You're going to tell them, what does it mean to say holy? If you didn't say that in your Bible lesson, don't use that lesson. You're going to say, does God love you? Because you're explaining them that God loves you. The need of salvation. What was the punishment for sin? If you didn't say what the punishment for sin was, don't include that. The way to salvation, you're explaining them. How can you be saved? They're going to be saved through Jesus Christ. This will help you to help them to know if they understood your Bible lesson. All right? And then you're going to show them the memory verses as you're going through it. Also, you're going to tell them how they can ask Jesus to forgive them of their sin. These are suggestions. You're not going to say, okay, I want you to repeat after me. You're not going to do that. You're going to tell them, okay, you can tell Jesus that you have sinned. I say, you can tell Jesus, name one wrong thing that you think that you've done now. And if they, you know, get kind of nervous, do you always obey your mom and dad? Did you hit your brother? Well, that's a sin. You know, you tell Jesus that you're sorry that you've hit your brother. And that you want to trust in Jesus, and that you believe that Jesus died on the cross and he came alive again for you, and then help me to live your way. That's what you're going to tell Jesus. And then you'll go through the assurance, and here it tells you what to say in the assurance. The assurance is that, okay, now that you know Jesus Christ as your Savior, we're going to go back to that Bible verse that says, if John believed, that's you, in Jesus who died for you, that you will have eternal life. So you're using the memory verse, for God so loved the world. And then you're going to say, and he has two promises for you, that he will never leave you, and that he is your helper to say no to sin. And you can grow in Christ. So you're going to follow these examples. And then at the end, you're going to give them a tract, and you're going to show them, that'll show what you did with them. All right?
Okay.
Amen.
Presentation.
Turn around.
You're my child.
Hi.
Hi. How are you today?
Fine.
Oh, thank you for being here. I know you already asked your parents for permission to be with me, right?
Yes.
So, these are the pictures that I'm going to show you, and every color and everything over here in this book will come out from this book, and we call it the Bible, because it contains the love story, the greatest love story that ever told, more than anything. So, if you see the gold color, what the gold color reminds you of?
Well, you told me it reminds me of God.
Good, because the Bible says that the street in heaven is made of gold. It's Revelation 21:21. So you can walk on the gold. Isn't that awesome? Do you know who lives in heaven now?
God.
It's God, right? God lives in heaven. Because God is holy. That is a special place over there in heaven. Because God is holy. Holy is everything that he does, everything that he says, is always perfect.
Yes.
It's always right. And God loves you. That's why he created you. And God created everything else in this world. God created the birds. God created the mountain. Can you name one that God created?
The rainbow.
The rainbow. Isn't that awesome, though? And God wants you to live with him one day in heaven. But there is one thing cannot be in heaven. That is sin. The Bible says that sin, oh, can you put your hands like this? Sin is anything that you think, that you say, and do that breaks God's law and makes him sad. And sin has to be punished, like the consequence. Put your hands together. And the punishment of sin is the separation from God. This is between you and God. Once you do something bad, you're going to get further and further from God. And you don't want that. And the Bible says over here in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned. Well, the Bible says for all. That means everyone in this world sinned. Includes you and me, your parents and family, everyone. And because of that, you know, everyone doesn't deserve God, don't you think? But the thing is, God has beautiful and wonderful plan. So your sin doesn't have to be punished. That God sent his beloved son, Jesus Christ, to earth. He was born as a baby. What the red color reminds you of? It's blood, right?
Yes.
Your blood is red, everyone's blood. So he was born as a baby. Jesus is the perfect Son of God. Amazing, because Jesus, when he was here on earth, he always thinks something right, he always said something right, and he always does something right. Everything about him is perfect. That's why he is the perfect Son of God. The thing is, when he was old enough, just some people killed him and put him on the cross. He died on the cross. Not because some people, but because he was willing to do that for your sin and my sin. When he went to the cross, when he died on the cross, because he took the punishment of sin on himself, and he was buried. But the thing is, he came back to life on the third day. How do we know that? Because we don't know, right? The Bible says so, and I believe with the Bible. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 15:3-4, says that the Christ died. Christ is not a name of Jesus. Christ died for our sin according to the scripture. And then he was buried, and then he was raised again on the third day according to the scripture. Because the Bible says so. So it really happened. sorry. Now, because of what Jesus has done for you, now you can have your sin forgiven. Isn't that wonderful?
Yes.
Now, he is in heaven and rule as king. He was the only one who could do that. Do you believe that Jesus is the only person who can forgive your sin?
Yes.
If you believe that, the Bible says over here, in John 1:12, it says, but to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, and he gave the right to become the children of God. You just told me that you just believe in him, right? You believe that he died on the cross for your sin, and he was buried and rose again on the third day. do you want to tell God that? Mm-hmm. That you believe in Jesus, what he has done for you on the cross? You can tell him in your prayer. It's really simple. Just tell him that you did wrong before. Now you want his forgiveness. And tell him that you believe in him. Would you do that now?
Yes. Dear God, thank you. Please forgive me for my sin. Thank you for dying on the cross for me and coming alive. And help me to live your way. In Jesus' name, amen.
Whose child are you now?
Jesus'.
Jesus, God's child. Awesome. The Bible says, again, you know, this verse is really written under with your name on it. But to Margie, who received him and who believed in his name, he gave Margie the right to become a child of God.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
I'm a child of God.
So, if you receive something from someone for nothing that you don't have to, you know, clean, you don't have to do anything because you, what would you say then?
Thank you.
Thank you. Now, would you please, do you want to say thank you to God of what he has done for you today?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Thank you, God, for making me your child.
All right. God wants you to grow. It's not just like, you know, he wants you to grow like not as in body, but also as in the spirit. That means knowing him more, right?
Okay.
He wants you to grow. Can you spell grow?
G-R-O-W.
Correct. So, he wants you to, G, as in go to Sunday school or church. You need to learn more about him. R is to read the Bible and pray. Because everything that he wants to say for you is written here. All you have to do is read it, and you will know him more. And O is to obey whatever that you read from the Bible, obey what it says. And W, this is also important. W is witness. You need to tell other people what has done today, what he has done for you today, and tell them that because he loved them as much. That's a, you know, that's how you grow. That's a green color, actually. So before we leave, I'm gonna give you this. Oh, this is something that you can read at home. But the thing is, when you're done, please do not throw it away because that is not trash. You can give it to your friends and tell them to give it to his friends or family so everybody can know about Jesus.
Amen.
All right, then. I will pray for you right now.
Okay.
Thank you, Lord, for Margie. Thank you for helping her to understand about you. And thank you for, please bless her. Bless everyone in the family, too. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 I'm
in
here now. Okay, so I wanted to go over those questions with you, but I will leave them to you to think about, and it's on your handout. The answers to these questions are on your handout.
Okay.
Now, Georgia is enthusiastic in her presentation and would have held the child's attention. Be sure you keep your words short so that your message stay short so that they're not
distracted.
We've been giving you this free gift, and in there, if you'll open them up, you'll see there's a little book.
Yeah.
Margie, I need the link. What we taught you today and other things that you can learn about the CEF techniques is available on our website. Link to our website, right?
Oh, our link to our website. Oh.
No, to the online.
The wordless book link. Okay.
Wordless book at srbc.org. It's not that one. It's on
no.
The back.
No, it's not that.
But go onto our website, ceflongbeach.com, and you'll be able to link from there to the training site. CEFLongBeach.com. And it might be on the back of your notes. I'm sure it's on the back of your notes.
Thank you, girls. You did a good job.
Thank you.
It is. Here it is. Thank you. CEF, down here, number 8. Number 9.
Okay.
No.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Thank you. If you have any questions, we have the store over there. Yes. Just come to us and, you know, we'll be glad to
help you.
And we also have a lot of resources over there.
Okay.
The Lord is moving.
Thank you.
Website.
Oh, it's right here. It's on the back of the little book.
That's not.